USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Biden officials admit they're in a jam. Moderate Democrats are asking them to delay the repeal of Title 42 at the border, but doing so would upset the party's progressive base. GOP lawmakers warn of an invasion of illegal immigration at the Mexico border should Title 42 be removed. Heavy winds kicked up flames outside of Flagstaff, Arizona Tuesday, burning through two dozen structures and forcing the evacuation of more than 700 homes. Jim Driscoll is the sheriff in Coconino County in northern Arizona.
The rapid movement of and progression of this fire made the evacuation much more difficult and complicated.
A natural gas well exploded at Barksdale Air Force Base Tuesday. Barksdale is in southeast Shreveport, Louisiana, injuring two contract workers. The cause of the explosion has not yet been determined. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The shorter list is which GOP leaders are not running for governor in the state of Michigan.
The 10 filings create a huge field for a primary electorate that will decide who challenges Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. Candidates include conservative former TV host Tudor Dixon, self-funding businessmen Perry Johnson and Kevin Rinke, chiropractor Garrett Soldano, and ex-Detroit Police Chief James Craig. The candidates will be narrowed down when voters head to the polls on August 2nd for Michigan's primary. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Senior State Department officials will travel this week to Israel, Jordan, Egypt, and the Palestinian Authority in an effort to de-escalate tensions in Jerusalem. The Israeli military struck Hamas camps in the Gaza Strip on Monday after shooting down a rocket fired from Gaza. Hamas did not immediately claim responsibility, but said it would respond to Friday's raid by Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The Biden administration continues to interfere with parental rights to raise their children as they see fit. Earlier this month, HHS Secretary Javier Becerra on the Hill was asked by a congresswoman if HHS was removing transgender kids from their parents. Mr. Becerra's reply.
I can respond very quickly. Congresswoman, I believe in supporting and protecting transgender youth. I believe that they, along with their parents and their caregivers, will make the best decisions. And I would really urge that politicians like you stay out of their business.
Democrat Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News weighs in.
What we're seeing is the government increasingly encroaching on this relationship, driving a wedge between parents and their kids, and taking away parents' rights one by one. This is a dangerous thing. Conservative parents should have the right to raise their kids, to impart their values on their kids without fear of the government saying, well, you're a bad parent, and because you're a bad parent, we're going to take your kids away from you. And frankly, woke parents have the right to do the same. They have the right to raise their kids and impart their values to them as well. Government, unelected government bureaucrats, or the government in any way should not be encroaching on this relationship and further taking away parents' rights.
In what is seen in the financial world as an inflation amplifier, the United States Department of Education plans to make changes to student loans. Those changes include reassessing the payment timelines for borrowers and loan forgiveness. The $1.7 trillion owed to the system would fall back onto taxpayers, adding to the national debt and inflation. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.